This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. A dramatic hearing at the state capitol over investigations into teachers accused of misconduct. Savannah Tomei Olson takes us there.
We are asking the legislature
Wait a second here.
It all started with a story from the Cap Times last week, which said there were at least 200 investigations into Wisconsin teachers over a period of 5 years for grooming or sexual misconduct that were not made public. It detailed specific cases where school staff did not have their licenses revoked after accusations of inappropriate contact with students. State Superintendent Jill Underley wrote a letter demanding a correction, but also said the state needs to update its laws to make it easier for the DPI to investigate these cases. However, the DPI only has the ability to investigate public school teachers. Private school teachers are not required to be licensed in Wisconsin. The Assembly Committee on Government Operations, Accountability, and Transparency held a hearing Thursday asking for testimony from Underley. She chose not to come, which bristled members of the committee. Chair Amanda Nedweski.
Dr. Underley did not even call me. She did not send an email. She did not reach out in any way saying this date did not work for her.
In her place was Tom McCarthy, Deputy Superintendent of Operations. A huge part of this conversation was about grooming, a pattern of behavior that can look innocent. But the goal is to gain students' trust with that innocent-looking behavior in order to take advantage of that relationship.
We see cases where it is a clear boundary violation. Should not be texting that kid at that hour of the night, but they're texting that kid at that hour of the night about making sure they get to school. Is that grooming? Is that a standard?
The legislature cut more than $1 million in funding to the DPI in the latest budget. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
When you're driving through Wisconsin Rapids, you'll see new signs telling you when rail crossings will be blocked. The Wisconsin Rapids City Council approved a project to increase safety at rail crossings at the Common Council meeting last week. Melissa Kay has more.
The project was awarded to the Milwaukee-based company LinkThings. They'll install a predictive mobility system at 14 railroad crossings throughout the city. A team from LinkThings conducted a study with 1,000 respondents in Wisconsin Rapids while creating their proposal.
What was shocking to us is 95% of the public said that they did something really unsafe when they were approaching a crossing that was about to be occupied or occupied.
The technology is intended to increase safety for the public and also help inform emergency responders when a crossing is or will soon be blocked. While Police Chief Hostins doesn't feel the added tech in their already hectic police vehicles will be helpful, Fire Chief Ben Goodrow said he saw the value for the fire department.
A heads-up display could easily tell us where a crossing is jeopardized or, based on some of the technology that they have, kind of where that train is headed.
City engineer Joe Eichstead said the installation isn't a lengthy process.
Once it's installed, it'll be up and running, and then, of course, there'll be some public information provided, you know, on how to access the app and use the app, and what do the signs mean, and how does this all work.
Signs will be posted leading up to the 14 crossings that will help drivers even if they don't have the app on their phone.
A driver doesn't have to approach the crossing to realize that it's occupied or about to be occupied.
This has been an issue in Wisconsin Rapids for many years. Other solutions were considered. However, this option would be swift to implement with a 1 to 3 month time frame and much cheaper than constructing just one overpass. What's spookiest at Halloween? Lisa Hale reports on how you can keep your little monsters safe.
Stories of razor blades and apples and other such horrors have resulted in hypervigilance by parents at Halloween. So what are the best practices to remain safe this trick-or-treating season?
I think when we talk about safety in general, every year somewhere in the country, there tends to be some sort of concern about candy. Now, is it happening everywhere? No.
That's Lieutenant Megan Cash, the Public Information and Community Resources Officer with the Appleton Police Department. To stay safe and for peace of mind, Cash says there are steps parents and kids can take to ensure their candy and other treats are safe.
Wait till you get home looking through that candy. Know where you're going trick-or-treating. Understand some of those concerns can still exist, but more of that concern is about just like making sure things aren't unwrapped.
Cash said when choosing a costume to avoid long trailing fabric that can be a tripping hazard. If your child is wearing a mask, make sure the eye holes are large enough for them to see clearly, or forgo the mask completely and use makeup instead. Give trick-or-treaters flashlights or glow sticks to help them see better, and so drivers can see the little monsters, ghosts, witches, and Power Rangers better.
Trying to maintain that visibility is really important. But let's say you are going as a group, staying in that group, making sure that when you're moving in that group, that you're staying on the sidewalks. Crossing the road safely is really important. You know, looking both ways.
Check with your local municipality for trick-or-treating days and times. And as you prepare for the spooky night, make it less scary by using safety tricks that make treats even better. I'm Lisa Hale, Civic Media News.
I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
It's the Bucks and the Knicks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the New York Knicks. Milwaukee coming off a disappointing loss in Cleveland, 118-113 to fall to 2-1. Bucks center Miles Turner.
Being new to this group, you know, my key messaging to everybody was like, you got to look forward, you know, to playing from behind. You know, it's the NBA, stuff's gonna happen. At times you can find yourself in unfortunate positions, but I just think it's very important that, you know, if we want to be, you know, a playoff caliber team or a championship caliber team, we gotta, you know, really embrace, you know, being down. And I think we did a good job of that in that third quarter. And there's no excuses in this league. You know, it doesn't matter who's out there, you know, we all lace them up and try to go out there and compete.
Baseball, Game 4 of the World Series tonight in Los Angeles. The Dodgers leading the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays after winning last night 6-5. The game went past midnight. The Dodgers' Freddie Freeman with a walk-off home run in the bottom of the 18th inning to win the game. With Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. Our high right around 55 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 35 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at bullfallsradio.com.